Hi, I'm Sean Flynn, and you're listening to Quick Link Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Quick Link Podcast. We're back to being your daily microdose of pro cycling news from tarmac track and between the tapes. Happy birthday today to UCI Track Champions League winner Jennifer Valente and to Team DSM's new signing Alex Edmondson, who has spent the past seven seasons with Bike Exchange Jayco, which is a lovely segue into our first mince pie of news. The Australian World Tour setup, currently owned by Gerry Ryan and formed as Orica Green Edge in 2012, is set to have its sixth name change in 8 years, as they are set to become Team Jayco Al Ula from the 1st of January through to the end of 2025 in a 3-year deal. Jayco remain a title sponsor. They're an American company who make camper vans and recreational vehicles and stuff like that, while Al Ula is a city in northern Saudi Arabia, and all the dosh there comes from the Royal Commission. So that's all right then, just the 137 executions so far in this calendar year. Speaking of lovely places to go, a handful of riders have announced their destinations for 2023. World champion Remco Evenepoel will be starting his season at Vuelta a San Juan in Argentina, a race he won back in 2020 the last time it was held. Elia Viviani, Egan Bernal, Pipo Ganna and Sam Bennett all on a provisional start list for what is the first UCI Pro race in 2023. That comes hot on the heels after Santos Tour Down Under. In fact, the Vuelta a San Juan starts the same day as the men's Tour Down Under finishes. Anyway, the Tour Down Under, which will host a Women's World Tour ranked race for the first time, having grown from a 0.2 in its first edition in 2016, it became a 0.1 in 2018, and moved up to Pro Series in 2020, which was the last time it was held, with Australia, like the rest of us, in that COVID shit. Jayco have put forward riders including Ruby Roseman Gannon, Georgia Baker, and previous podcast guest Alex Manley. She was on the show on episode 627 back in mid-September. The men's provisional start list includes Geraint Thomas, Ethan Hayter, Ben O'Connor, Max Schachman, Jay Vine, Alberto Bertiol, Rohan Dennis, Simon Yates, Chris Froome, and turning out for the Uni SA Australian team, Caleb Ewan. Some riders have already thrown their names in the hat for the Giro, with Primoz Roglic, Remco Evenepoel, Thibaut Pinot, Alexander Vlasov, João Almeida and Geraint Thomas all eyeing up the first Grand Tour of the year. Staying with Grand Tour news, the Tour de France has announced its Grand Depart for 2024, and for the first time it'll begin in Italy. It starts with a 205k stage with 3.7k of elevation. That starts in Florence and runs to my favourite place in the world, in Rimini. Two long stages follow, a hilly 200k from Cesenatico to Bologna. Then there's a flat 225k run from Piacenza to Turin. This year's race begins in Bilbao and crosses into France on day 3. That starts on the 1st of July. There has actually been some UCI road racing going on lately, with stage 7 of Vuelta Costa Rica taking place as I record this. They are into the final 60k. After 60 stages, Marco Tulio Suesca of the Ecuadorian team Movistar Best PC, no relation, he moved into the race lead yesterday and held a GC gap of 2 minute 20 after finishing in the top 5 in 5 of the first 6 stages. After today, 3 stages remain on the 0.2 race. Now time to switch from tarmac to between the tapes, and Val d'Isère, which held the most recent round of the UCI Cyclocross World Cup just this past weekend, go back to Saturday's show for that, they have stated that they're willing to host a cross test event as part of the 2026 Winter Olympics, which is being held in Milan for all the indoor stuff like curling, hockey, ice batonk, whatever they do, and all the cool snowy events, you know, the bobsleigh and the skiing and the running and shooting and all that stuff. That's set to take place in Cortina d'Ampezzo, which is about a 4-hour drive from Val d'Isère. So fingers crossed, we might see cross at the Olympics for the first ever time. Discipline shift, but staying off-road, the UCI have just announced the Mountain Bike World Cup dates. There's 13 in total, and for the first time in the series history, each round will feature all of the major MTB formats. Tasmania hosts the devilish opening 2 rounds over the weekends of the 25th and 26th of March, and then the following weekend, the 1st and 2nd of April, before action switches to Europe for 9 rounds. It's Nove Mesto in the Czech Republic, Finale Ligure in Italy, Lenzheide in Switzerland, Leogang in Austria. There's 2 rounds in Trentino, northern Italy, with Val di Fassa and Val d'Isère. Then it heads to Andorra at Gran Valira. There's 2 French rounds in Ludenville and Legette. Then everyone packs up and heads to Snowshoe in west of Virginia. And it all concludes in the glorious motherland with Mont Saint-Anne. They host the final round over the weekend of the 6th to 8th of October in Canada. Now, time to hand over to Peter. He's been bringing us coverage of XCE lately, the Mountain Bike Eliminator Racing. They announced the dates for their World Championships just this morning. Here's Peter, who has definitely not been on the eggnog.
Hello, and as we've had quite a few different cyclists from the Mountain Bike Eliminator, I just thought, as that's a growing discipline and one I'm very interested in, and hopefully I'll be covering this year amongst other people, obviously. It won't just be me, hopefully. But, you know, as it's getting bigger and bigger, I wanna share that joy. So there's a little bit of news regarding the World Championships next year, followed by background of what it actually is. So it's been announced recently that the World Cup, well, not even the World Cup, the World Championships are going to be held for the first time in Asia. It's going to be in Palangkaraya. I really hope I've said that correctly. I probably haven't, because I'm not very well versed in any Indonesian language. But yeah, I hosted a World Cup this year, season just gone. So October 15th, 2023, there's going to be a World Championships there. It's a very technical course, from what I've seen. And yeah, like, they've used that experience well. There's some, you know, great results for local riders and Asian riders in general on that round. So hopefully it's going to grow the sport and bring a lot of interest and eyes into that area. I mean, the Barcelona World Championships this year were amazing. So hopefully we'll see the same. And yeah, more generally, if you haven't listened to any of the episodes, feel free to check out any of my interviews with Elodie Kuiper. There's been a couple of those. And then Hannah Beck, an upcoming one with Didi De Vries. And there's more in the works. I'm in contact with quite a few people to try and get some interviews going. So you're going to be hearing from some prominent names that will build to the story of the year and of the World Championships. What actually is Mountain Bike Eliminator? Well, basically, you do a time trial to get seeded in terms of what starting, I guess, seeding you'll have. If you're first, then you get a slightly easier first round. If you're 16th or 32nd, depending on the size of the field, like, it's not as easy to get through, clearly, because you're on paper, not as good. So, yeah, you do that just to get set, and then the actual racing starts. It's four in a heat. Top two from each heat go through. Bottom two get eliminated, unless it's the semi-finals, in which case top two go to big final. Bottom two go to little final. Little final is fifth to eighth. Big final, obviously, first to fourth. And it's usually like one or two laps, depending on the course. 5 minutes of racing maximum, really. Any mistake is huge. So you can't slip up, you know. One missed gear change, chain stutters for one moment, and that can be race over. So it's hugely exciting. And as I think I said in an interview, like, if you don't like the race you're watching, well, that's fine. There's another one in 2 minutes. You can watch that one, and it'd be a completely different race, different flavour to it. So, yeah, it's hugely exciting. Very easily accessible. Most rounds are on YouTube and live streamed, and you can watch them after the event. So definitely check it out if you're looking for something to watch in the off season. And I can't wait to see what this season brings.
Finally, some domestic news, and BC have been busy announcing some dates. Click, click, let's just open my emails. Right, there we go. The National BMX Racing Series calendar, that's out. There's 8 rounds. Rounds 1 and 2 are in Gravesend at Cycler Park. over the first weekend of April. Then they head to Manchester for 3 and 4, that's the first weekend of June, to Gosport in Hampshire for rounds 5 and 6, which will form the National Championships over the 1st and 2nd of July, and I expect will be there, as it's only about 20 minutes away. And then it concludes with the final two rounds, that's 7 and 8, that's on the 9th and 10th of September, in an as-yet undisclosed location. Confusingly, this email also states that the 2023 British Championships will be held in Derby on the 26th and 27th of August. Not sure what the difference is between the National Championships and the British Championships, but I guess we'll just have to turn up and find out. British Cycling have also announced the Youth, Junior and Under-23 road dates. There's 8 rounds in the Youth Circuit Series. Nationals are being held in Bradford. The Junior Men's Road Series, that has 9 rounds, beginning with Seacole Classique and finishing at the North West Junior Race. The Nationals are being held in Clitheroe in Lancashire, where Charlie Page is from. Hello to Charlie. There's 5 rounds in the combined Junior Women's and Under-23 road calendar. You'll hear more about that in an interview which goes out next week with myself and Gabby and Christina from the St Piran Women's Team. There's also 5 rounds for the men. It's East Midlands, Yorkshire, somewhere to be confirmed, Wales, and then the South West, probably at Hatherley. It's much the same calendar for the women, just jiggled about a little bit. Not like that. Anyway, I think that's your lot for this Thursday show. Oh, literally a tweet I've just seen. If you're a junior in Britain, you don't have to ride on gear restrictions anymore from the 1st of January. That's exciting, isn't it? Originally brought in as a rule to protect people just putting extra stress through their knees at a young age. But with everyone switching to 12-speed now, you just simply can't get the cassettes. Anyway, right, that is your lot now. I think we're still waiting for Astana to announce Mark Cavendish or Case Bol as new signings, though the team are already at 29 of their 30 rider capacity, so who knows, it has been rumbling on for a while. We'll cover all 18 men's and 14 women's World Tour teams in preview shows in the first fortnight of January, in between the stuff like the Bay Crits, Aussie Nats, and the New Zealand Seacole Classique, which kicks off the new year on the road. And also there's all the cyclocross stuff that gets underway in 2023 with the Svennice race at Bale. Obviously there's lots of stuff going on over Christmas anyway, and we'll bring you coverage of all that. Tomorrow we have a fantastic exclusive interview with a very popular domestic rider who has some breaking news that we've had to agonisingly sit on for a fortnight. That show is going out at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, tomorrow being Friday the 23rd of December, so stay tuned and hopefully that will appear on your phone or whatever device you choose to listen by the time you get up. Right, time for another mince pie. We'll see you later. Bye now. You've been listening to QuickLink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at QuickLink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.